here, Dave?
This is where we've got all the prizes set up. Invasive species gals are here. We got the pro staff team here, Agger Brewery, and just giving some seminars and handing out stuff to the kids.
And we'll be talking to the two young ladies here, the invasive species experts here shortly. But you've got a list of sponsors here we want to thank, first of all.
Yeah, we had a total of 70 area businesses, and we'd like to just start naming a few of them to start out with. We've got Wilby Air Service, Wiesman Trucking, True Value, Titan Equipment, The Massage Spot, Subway, Sturdivant's Auto Supply, State Bank of Taunton, Southwest Tables and Chairs, Southwest Insurance, Soil Smart, SMI, Sanford Health, Runnings, Rigid Rock Financial Services, Vanguard Electric, and R&H Construction, just to name a few.
Okay, and special thanks to all those sponsors that helped make this big tournament possible. And you have some results from the 24-hour tournament. That when did that, is that still going on, or did that just happen?
24-hour is still going on. That goes on till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Started at 4 o'clock yesterday. Total fish caught so far on the 24 hours, 113 fish. Our top northern right now is 29 inches, 5.69 pounds. The walleye is 20.2 inches, 3.15 pounds. The crappie is 13.25 inches at 1.32 pounds.
That's a big crappie.
Yeah, it is. And then we got a bluegill, 8.35 inches at 1.53 pounds. And 13.25 perch at 5.3 pounds.
And now these are all catch and release, right?
Yep, everything caught gets put back in. If you want to keep it, we can't weigh it. So everything's going back into the lake.
And that's where it stands right now. And, of course, it goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Again, we want to put a plug in for the two-hour tournament, and that starts at 1 today.
Yep, the tournament starts at 1. Get here early to get registered. You can go out, pick your hole, and get your minnows ready. When the sirens sound, you can drop your minnows.
And they'll drill the holes for you, and still plenty of time to get down here to Cambie to Del Clark Lake and register. It's an open ice tournament. And what a beautiful, beautiful day for that, because there's not much wind out there. Temperatures are mild and a lot different than last year.
Yeah, last year was the beginning of the polar vortex, so it was cold out here.
Okay. Well, let's see. We better talk to these two young ladies. We'll let them introduce themselves here. What's your name?
Brooke Bicey.
Okay.
And Ryan Schicker.
And you're manning what's called the invasive display or invasive species booth. Or what's all about? What's this all about?
We're here from the local soil and water districts. I'm Brooke. I'm from the Old Medicine Soil and Water. Ryan's from Lac aux Parles. And we partner up to attend fishing events to promote the prevention of the spread of aquatic invasive species in our area.
And so far, Del Clark Lake is free of those invasive species, right?
We actually do have Chinese mystery snails here. So if you spend any time out on Del Clark in the summer, you've probably seen those really big shells. Those are pretty popular in the aquarium trade. So usually how those get spread is someone's sick of their aquarium and they dump them in the local waterway, which we figured out is really, really harmful. So we definitely want to make sure that we're not doing that.
Okay, and you've got quite a display here. I see zebra mussels. That seems to be the big talk. It seems like every year more and more lakes come up with the zebra mussel, and they try and do certain things to try and prevent the spread of that. What are some of the things that boaters can do?
Yeah, so the main thing is definitely prevention, because once those things get in the water, it's pretty hard to get them out. So clean, drain, dry your boat and disposing of your bait properly. So if you've got bait that you're not going to use, make sure you're not putting that back in the water. Make sure you're throwing it out or getting rid of the water and putting new clean water in there. We just don't always know what's in there, so sometimes we spread without even meaning to. So just being pretty vigilant about making sure we keep them out in the first place.
And I see posts on Facebook, and I know you got to believe everything you see on Facebook, right? And, you know, people that have dumped their goldfish into lakes, and the goldfish kind of take things over. That is a problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We don't have that issue right here at this time. Right now we're struggling with zebra mussels on Lac aux Parles Lake right now, and then we also started to find invasive carp down by Iowa and Nobles County. So we're just really trying to keep our waters in our area safe and for recreational use and fishing.
Okay, and you've got, I see some DVDs. Looks like you've got some keychain lures and some different books, lots of information to distribute here. And it says enter drawing here. Tell us a little bit about some of the prizes.
Yep, so we have an adult prize, which is an Engelbait cooler, 19 quart. All we're asked is a commitment that you're going to clean, drain, dry your boat, and dispose of your bait properly. Once you sign that, you also get a free stocking cap, and we'll give away a cooler at 3 o'clock today. And then we also have a kids' prize we're giving away at 3 o'clock, well, if there's kids interested in signing up, it's too. And then we also have free hand towels, keychains, koozies, and other goodies if people are interested in those.
Okay, it's a nice display. Come here and take a look at that. And I like those keychains. They're kind of cool. They look like a lure. And you know, stop into the invasive species booth and check that out. And then, of course, chance to win that nice cooler, too. And if you have any questions or if you want some more information about how you can prevent the spread of invasive species, these two young ladies will help you out with that, too. But thanks for taking time out to visit with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Dave, let's see. Where are we going to go to next?
Well, let's, how long have we got here?
Well, we could keep talking.
All right. Let's just cover a couple more of our sponsors just to make sure everybody gets notarized. And if we forgot somebody, we sure apologize. So, P.K. Agin's Family Restaurant, Pheasants Forever, Chapter 17, Nimitz Insurance, Nancy Borman, CPA, Moberg Meats, Lacaparra Watershed District, Lancer Lanes and Powerhouse Fireworks, Lallam and Septic, Cornerstone's Graving and Bakery, Cockman Construction, KLQP, Kleindale PDR, Kibble Equipment, Keating Realty, and K&M Car Wash and Pet Wash.
And again, a big thanks to all the sponsors that make this tournament possible. And it's something that's probably going to get bigger and better as time goes on. It's just a huge turnout this year.
Yeah, we can't believe the way it's going. You know, we're up another 25, 30 houses this year. Just the number of people showing up is just fantastic.
What are some of the kids' activities? I know they got underway or get underway. Let's see, it's after 10, so they're going on right now. What are some of those activities?
Well, we've got the Snow Bear here again this year. We're giving rides around the lake with that. We've got the pro staff team here putting on seminars for them, handing out fishing rods, tackle boxes, stuff like that. So next time we're up, we'll visit with those guys.
Okay, and again, we want to remind our listeners that if you're a fisherman, or even if you don't fish that much, we'd like to encourage you to come on up to Del Clark Lake this afternoon and participate in that two-hour tournament. That starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and there is a small registration fee. Kids all get a prize, and it's fishing on the open ice, and it's a nice day for that. Not much wind out there, and temperature-wise, beautiful. And bring your stool, bring your fishing rod. They'll drill the holes for you. You got to bring your own bait, though, too.
Yep, you got to bring your own bait, so be prepared.
Okay, Paul, we'll take a quick break here. Well, let's see, we can just walk over and talk to these guys. We don't even need to take a break. We'll just keep going here. They're just right across over here under the big tent. And they do have heaters out here, too. People need to warm up their hands or whatever. But we got a couple guys here. These are pro staff experts, huh?
Yep.
Okay, your name?
Adam Brewer.
And you're with?
Brewer Agri Outdoors.
Okay, and you?
Quinn Buckaloo with Brewer Agri Outdoors.
Okay, what are you guys up to here today?
Yeah, we just showed up trying to help the kids out. Something like this is a great experience to bring your kids out. Weather's beautiful out here. It's something that's really important to kind of bring your kids out and have them enjoy this experience with you. And you start them young, teach them that the sport is awesome, and they'll just keep bringing it on. So,
are those the little tackle boxes that kids?
Yeah,
those are really nice.
Yeah, we got all kinds of really nice stuff. We have some really nice sponsors for this event. They've been really nice to us. They gave us a lot of really cool stuff to give away to the kids. So, every kid will leave here with something, probably a lot nicer than what they already have. So,
and I see you've got a couple of fish finders. These are the ones that work with the ice or whatever. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, so we got a couple of X-Flyers out here. Once again, sponsors were very nice to us. They gave us a bunch of them to use. So we got a whole bunch of them set out here at a couple different stations for kids to kind of come by and see stuff that maybe they've never seen before and kind of learn some of the tips and tricks from somebody who's done a lot of fishing. So
it looks like you've got a camera set up.
We do, yeah. We have an underwater camera set up. So underwater cameras are awesome because it kind of gives you something to do, especially when you're at that age. You kind of get a little bit bored, and being able to look at something and honestly seeing a fish swim by the camera is one of the coolest things that I think anybody's ever experienced. So underwater cameras are definitely the way to go. So
hey, we got it. Let's talk to that. What's your name, young man?
Isaac.
Isaac, and what's your last name?
Jerzyk.
And you're down here to participate in the fishing tournament today?
Yes.
What do you think of those fish finders and the underwater camera? You're just kind of looking at that right now.
Yep.
They're kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to fish in the tournament at 1 this afternoon?
Maybe.
Okay, well, do you like the fish?
Yeah.
Have you ridden in that thing there yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of neat too, isn't it? What's that called?
I forgot.
I think it's a bear track or something like that. What's your name?
Henry.
Henry Jerzak?
No, Henry.
Oh, you're not, yeah, that's not your brother then, huh?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Okay, your cousin. And your last name?
Peterson.
Okay, and where are you from?
Canby.
And you're out here checking everything out too, huh?
Yep.
Are you having fun?
Yep.
That sounds good. You going to fish this afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck. I hope you catch a big one.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. A couple of young fishermen checking things out here. And again, we want to encourage folks to come on down here because the two-hour tournament starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So you still got a lot of time to get down here. Just grab a fishing pole and your bait and tackle box. They'll drill the holes for you, and there's just a small registration fee. And that two-hour tournament goes from, what'd you say, 1 to 3?
1 to 3, yes.
Okay, so still time to get down here. We'll take a quick break here, Paul, and we'll be back here shortly and talk to some more people, but we'll turn it back to you at the main studios for the time being.